For years, I was so fed up with shampoo, I just stopped washing my hair. I quit completely. I was so sick of poofy, frizzy, limp hair, distorting my natural oils. Until a few months ago, I found Modern Mammals, and it changed everything. And by the way, right now you can visit modernmammals.com and use code LSS for 10% off. So check that out. So look, I heard about this through the podcast, and before I agreed to advertise, they sent it to me, and I was reluctant. But let me tell you, I should not have been. This stuff is absolutely magical. My hair felt better, smelled way better, and most importantly, looked better. And I know it will do the same for you as well. It doesn't have those hair-ruining chemicals like other products, and it doesn't leave any leftover residues. It works. Don't believe me? Go read their awesome reviews online as well. Go to modernmammals.com and use code LSS for 10% off. Again, that's modernmammals.com for 10% off with promo code LSS. Don't forget to use our promo code LSS so they know we sent you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shane, how are you today?
Hey, Mike. I'm really good. How are you, man?
Wonderful.
Awesome. I did a thing last night.
What'd you do?
I sort of performed music in front of a live studio audience. It wasn't a studio. In a venue. I did a DJ set at Emo Night down in San Antonio, Texas. And let me tell you, man, it was glorious.
Oh, I'm sure. It must feel great to get back up on that stage again.
Oh man. And just like the energy and loud music. And I mean, of course I played Hypa.
Oh, so you have to. Did the crowd go absolutely wild?
Oh, buck wild, Mike. Of course. And you know, this is a song that's a newer song, right? It hasn't existed in the Emo Night world yet. I think it's going to become a staple.
Oh, well, I'm glad. What a banger.
It is. Oh, it is such a banger. Well, we're here. Welcome back, everybody, to New Noise on the podcast side of things. Next week, we will be back on Twitch again. Make sure you follow us at twitch.tv/ShaneTold. But we had to talk this week. We couldn't skip this week.
Oh, of course not.
Lots coming out and a big one from last week.
And I mean, before we get into what we had happened last week, I think that we need to talk about how this week we are putting the new back in New Noise. And when I say new, I mean N-U. Because new metal legends Limp Bizkit have blessed us with their new track, Dad Vibes. Have you gotten a chance to check it out
yet?
No,
I had no idea.
I think it's incredible. I have been listening to it all day.
Wow. Well, you know, with me flying around on airplanes and stuff, I've somehow missed that one today.
Oh, Well, but download it and hop it on for the next flight.
Oh, I'm going to put it on immediately after this. And you know what's funny is like, I was never like a huge Limp Bizkit guy. I think I was just a little bit older and it came out and I was like, I don't know, this is like, you know, I kind of saw through it a little bit with the gimmicks, and I had kind of already gotten into, you know, punk rock and stuff. Although I will say I did kind of like the first Limp Bizkit album, but regardless, they're a band that I've just sort of learned to love later in my life now. And
same here.
I'm all for it. Like, it's just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it's No Frills, just a different vibe from so many other things out there. And I mean, this one, it embraces the classic Biscuit sound and kind of refines it for a newer age too, almost. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to be surprised if this is bumping on radio stations all fall. It's a quick little 2-minute absolute banger.
Let's go. All right, I'm in.
Oh yeah. Let's get into that old stuff from last week though. I know everybody wants to hear about it. What'd you think about This Place Will Become Your Tomb by Sleep Token?
Yeah, the brand new, highly anticipated album from Sleep Token. And I know, Mike, that it's a band that's very near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've got so much to say about the record and so little at the same time.
Yeah.
First of all, I feel like this record is a bit harder to digest than the last one.
Yep.
The first track, even the first two tracks, I've heard people call them boring. I don't agree with boring, but they are a little slow. And I find now on repeat listens, they're becoming two of my favorite songs. I mean, especially the ending of track two. I don't have the titles in front of me.
Hypnosis, yeah.
My God, that ending.
It's so heavy. It is great.
Oh, it's so good. But, you know, I will say that the record, like after I listened to it, I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good record. I don't know if it's going to beat Sundowning for me. But now after, you know, listening to it a few more times, I think it might be a better record. And and there's so much cool textures and sounds, but it doesn't sound all over the place. It's somehow a pretty cohesive album.
I have to agree.
The drumming is incredible. The vocals are incredible.
Yeah. And like, I've got to agree, like this album, every song, despite being, I would say, within a closer band, like, what am I looking for? Within a closer spectrum than Sundowning, whereas Sundowning, we had like the slow songs, like, all the piano tracks and things like that, as well as very, very heavy tracks like Gods. These songs are like within a closer spectrum, but they all sound more different than any two songs off of Sundowning as well, which I think is really impressive.
Absolutely. I think that if you're looking for prog metal or that kind of stuff, it's not really here. And I think that I was reading a few, you know, I wouldn't say negative reviews, but like like a little bit less favorable.
Mixed reviews.
Or kind of records that aren't giving this thing a 10 out of 10, that's for sure. And a lot of it, I think, is that there was some expectations that this was going to be a progression in terms of technicality or in terms of, musicianship or whatever. And it's not really there, but I actually prefer it. I don't, you know, obviously the drummer is shit hot, whoever he is.
Oh, yeah.
And, and like that does it for me. I don't need shredding on this thing. And I really, really love the vocal work, the vocal melodies, and of course the lyrics.
Oh yeah. Everything about this record. I think it's surprisingly and somehow better done as a full cohesive effort than Sundowning. I think Sundowning is an amazing album and it's exactly what I want still. But this new record is just, everything about it fits so right. All the way from the overarching themes of the record, all the way down to the individual songs and even just taking like singular lines and what's kind of happening in the background. Everything just works so well together. Mm-hmm. And like they still manage to surprise and do some crazy stuff with this lighter palette too. Like on, I think that song is pronounced Telomeres or Telomeres. They throw in that little guitar solo right at the end there. And it's just this like beautiful light fuzz little thing. And it, when I heard it for the first time, it really, really surprised me. And I thought it was just such a good point in the album to do that. And then that leads into High Water, which is arguably the best track on the record. And that's the 11th track on the thing.
It's my favorite track too.
Dude, that song just goes so hard. And then it goes into Missing Limbs, which just emotionally tears you. Like this entire record, it's got so much repeat value. And Would you fancy a guess how many times I've listened to it in the last week?
Well, we're recording this and it's Thursday, actually.
Yep.
So an extra day from when we usually do these things. So you've had 6 days. Well, this will be the seventh day. I want to say you've listened to the record 12 times.
28, actually. But I'm still finding new things. And that's where I'm kind of getting into this, is that the absolute like depth of this record and things that are going on, even on simpler songs like Atlantic and Hypnosis, like I'm starting to like pick out little chord progressions and how, oh, wow, he's actually using that chord progression to kind of, I don't know the word for it, but not harmonize with what he's doing vocally, but kind of do the exact opposite of that at points. And it really brings this dichotomy to the track that's kind of like, oh, as the piano is falling, his voice is rising, and these really, really cool things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just love this record. I know like it was a single, but like Fall For Me, that track is just growing on me more and more too, because it's just, it's such an audiophile's dream with how well it's mixed and all of the cool things going on there when he's using just his voice as an instrument.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought up the production. I think it's one of the best produced records maybe I've ever heard. I know that's like a pretty bold statement, but I mean, hey, we are in 2021. Like, records are supposed to be getting, you're supposed to sound better all the time, right?
Yep.
And I think for once, maybe this one actually does. So I absolutely love the production. And another thing about Atlantic, the first track, I felt like once I read the lyrics, because it's, you know, sometimes it can be a bit hard to understand what he's saying. At least I find that. And when I read those lyrics, and I all of a sudden, like, there was a different picture painted in my head too. But there's that. And also, we talked a little bit about the singles being the three singles released right in the middle in a row, which I absolutely loved on first listen. I got almost like all of side A, you know, to hear new stuff. Then I was like, okay, cool. This is the middle part of the record. How's it going to close out? And it didn't ruin the surprise that sometimes singles do. And three singles is fine. I'm glad they didn't release more. But I thought that was really a really interesting thing that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, I liked the single placement. I thought that, honestly, everything about this record was so well done. And not even just talking about the music anymore, the imagery behind this. I finally got one of my variants, and it's a gatefold, and you open it up, and there's just this absolutely beautiful album artwork, and how all of the singles that came out, they had kind of like a fish or ocean creature associated with them. All of the other songs have one as well, and they've been posting the art to their Instagram and stuff like that. And then you go and you kind of like look at what the creature is, and on the back of the vinyl, or maybe the CD as well, I don't know, they have not only the song title, but these like X meters deep into the ocean, and you kind of associate, oh yeah, a whale would be pretty high up, that's Atlantic. And then you get down to these like crustacean forms in like the depths of the ocean, and it's just so cool how all of that stuff coordinates through the imagery, but also like through the lyrics and stuff like that. As you get into the record, like Atlantic, it's a really deep song, but it's still kind of, I'm gonna say, like lighter compared to the rest of the album as far as how dark it is. And you get down to Missing Limbs, and it's just this heart-wrenching song, and like you really kind of feel the depth of the ocean on you, even though it's just a nice acoustic ender.
Absolutely. And yeah, and you know, it is too bad that Vessel, the lead singer, doesn't do interviews. There's going to be no explanation, which is in a way is like too bad, because I would fucking love to pick that guy's brain, let me tell you that.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, it is kind of cool that you can kind of just come to your own, you know, interpretations and your own conclusions and enjoy the record and the music that way. So that's kind of exactly. Cool ultimately.
Yep. I love this record. It's going to be hard pressed not to be my album of the year. And I mean, I love that New Era record too, and there's some other great stuff this year, but oh man, it is too good.
I'm definitely going to say that for me, it is a top 10, 100% for sure. Oh, top 10.
Definitely top 10 record.
And it could be a top 5. But time will tell. There's a lot of good records this year. Like, I keep forgetting about them. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and look at your old lists and you know, and whatever, and just be like, oh yeah, that record. I, like, forgot about that one.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, man, it's going to be a challenge at the end of the year. But we'll get there.
It really is. And speaking of even more challenge, we had some other good albums from last week, too. Did you get a chance to check out the number two album, Life Forms from Angels and Airwaves?
I did, Mike. I think it's actually about the only two records I listened to were her top two. And I really do want to get into that new Poppy album. I think she's so great and so cutting edge with what she's doing. And
I love that record too.
I can't wait to listen to that, but I can't comment on it yet. But with the new Angels and Airwaves record, I think it's safe to say we don't need to talk about Blink-182 anymore when we bring up Tom DeLonge. I think this album has kind of proven that he is more than just that. This band is no longer a side project. We talked about that last week too.
Yep.
And I think it really shows. This record has a lot of layers, but a lot of great moments.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree. I think that this record is really, really well done. It's got the hints that, like, you know, this is a Tom DeLonge record when you're listening to it, but you don't associate it with that early pop punk Blink-182 stuff anymore. This is purely its own thing. I think it's great. It's super progressive. There's a lot of really cool things that play in here as far as like what they're doing on the tracks, and everything just works really well together too, which was kind of a worry of mine. Cause I mean, you've got the kind of rocky, like sitting on the lawn song, like Rebel Girl, into the weird songs like Euphoria and Spellbound and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think this record just worked really well together. Everything was top shelf, really well done.
Yeah. No, I agree. And watch. Right as Tom is figuring it out with Angels and Airwaves, watch, he's going to rejoin Blink.
Oh yeah.
Blink is going to become a four piece. I think that's my prediction.
Oh yeah.
And some great news coming out of Mark Hoppus camp this week that he is cancer free. That's awesome to hear. I was pretty worried about it for a while there.
I was so happy to hear that. I mean, he's been kind of saying that everything's been looking good and like he's not obviously he's still feeling sick and things like that, but he's been saying he's been feeling pretty good. So I had really high hopes and I'm really happy that it's official that everything's gone and he's doing well.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Okay, well, anything else to touch on?
One more record I wanted to talk about. One more record.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about this new Rivers of Nile record, The Work. And I think that this record is on par with Sleep Token.
Wow.
I think just below, but I think putting them in the same league at this point is safe for me. Because I really wasn't expecting a lot of things that happened on this record. It was a bit of a longer record. It was about an hour. Mm-hmm. So please make sure I think this record needs time to sit with it in full, not listen to a part. But
yeah,
there's just so many cool things that happen on this record. Like the first track is called The Tower and it's called Theme from The Work. And it really kind of brings together all of these parts that come back throughout the album, which I think is a really cool thing to do. A lot of the singles like Focus and Clean, those are the heavier tracks on the album, which was really surprising to me. They bring the jazz back in on some other songs. There's some clean singing, which was really surprising to me. Overall, I think the writing was just up there with Sleep Token. It's very, very well done, and I really enjoy this record as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have to check it out. And, you know, it does happen when really good records come out same week as other really good records. Sometimes they get a little lost in the shuffle, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yep. But I think that's all I've really got. I listened to a lot of the other records that did come out and we talked about. I like the Signs of the Swarm record. It's probably one of the better deathcore records I've heard this year. It's just, unfortunately for them, going to take a lot to drag me away from Sleep Token and then Angels and Airwaves and then Rivers of Nile and get into other things. I like the Poppy record as well. There wasn't anything that really surprised me on any of the other records that we listened to.
Yeah, there's only so many hours in a day, in a week, so.
And at least 28 of those went to Sleep Token. So.
Right on, Mike. Okay, well, let's get into this week's list, which I have not had the privilege of peeking yet.
Well, we got a top 10.
Top 10? Oh, my God. Okay, man, these lists just keep getting longer. Let's go. I'm ready all for right. Number 10.
So number 10, this album's already been out, so I hope that you have listened to it, because this also took away a lot of my listening time from some other bands that released music over the weekend. And it's the new album from Bill Murray, 400 Pound Back Squat, that dropped on Monday. Did you get a chance to check it out?
I have not. I will for sure. Yeah, it's, you know, obviously Bill Murray, Johnny Frank, does things a bit unconventionally, doesn't put records out on Fridays, doesn't release EPs or full length. Is this one seven songs as well?
Yep, right in the middle.
And releases these records often. So I love when he does stuff. Everything he's done is great. I love the single. So yeah, I can't wait. Great pick, and it needs to be there, even if it's already out.
Yep, that's why it's at the end, because we mostly try and talk about new music, so I'm sure a lot of people have heard this. I love the record, though. I think that it's incredibly well done, just like all of Johnny Frank's other stuff. Some of my favorite tracks are probably A Cowboy's Heavy Load. There's this really cool, almost kind of J-pop, K-pop vocal stylings going on, and then it goes into like a lap guitar, steel guitar solo, and it's just like country western time. And there's just all these really cool things that happen on the record. And it's definitely not a long listen. It's 23 minutes. And I think, at what point can I stop saying it's some of Bill Murray's best work? Because I think all of his work is his best work, right?
I know.
Like,
remarkably just consistent.
Oh, yeah. Like, just go check it out. It's a great little album EP thing. I love it.
Okay. There's Bill Murray at number 10. Number 9.
Number 9. This is going to be kind of surprising, I think, to you and a lot of people. I've got the new album, See What's on the Inside by Asking Alexandria here.
Yeah.
I'm worried about this record.
That's pretty low. That's a pretty low ranking, my friend.
I'm worried about this record. We've gotten the intro track and then the single Alone Again. They've played one song on the radio since then. Last week, I haven't had a chance to hear it because they didn't put it on Spotify. I don't know why you would play a single on the radio and not put it on Spotify a week before your album drops. But the song,
you know what it probably is? It's probably just a radio exclusive thing. They're trying to, you know, they have a deal with the radio stations
or
whatever.
They know their market too, right?
Absolutely. I think that Asking Alexandria is their pivot into the radio world, into the mainstream world, has been very, very well done.
Yep.
And I don't know if I'm in the majority here. I really have enjoyed the more recent Asking Alexandria albums more so than I did their early material. And I don't mind, like, when it comes on the radio, I turn it up, man. Like, you know, whether it's Alone in a Room or any of those like banger singles they've had over the last few years. So I'm very surprised it's solo on the list, Mike, to be honest with you. And I actually thought that the two songs that are released have been pretty good.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I like them. I think that they're fine. I preferably, as you know, like the old Asking Alexandria a little bit more. That's just kind of more my wheelhouse. I do think that they've had amazing tracks off the most recent albums. Like, Under Denver is probably my favorite Asking Alexandria song ever, and they never play it live, and they don't get, or it doesn't get radio play, and they haven't made a song like it since, which is really unfortunate. But I think with this record, we really know what we're going to get. It's been a very quick turnaround from their last album too, which is another thing that kind of starts to worry me when I'm looking at things like this. Not a lot of singles, not a lot of press. I know that I've seen some posts online and stuff like that, and it's like, hey, did anybody else know that Asking Alexandria is putting out a new album on Friday? And tons of people are saying, oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much about it. That's true. But
and
regardless,
they had a label change with this. There's a lot of weird factors coming into this. And knowing Asking Alexandria, they're going to come out with it. It's going to be a great record. I think they're going on tour with Papa Roach, right? They've got a bunch of stuff lined up. Asking Alexandria is not going to falter if they put out one like decent album and not a great album. I think that they're still going to do well. I think this record's still going to do well. I think it's going to be an enjoyable listen. I just think that there's other stuff that we should be talking about that's kind of pushing the edge right now.
That's fair. I do think that this record's going to surprise people. I have not heard it, but I have a feeling it's going to be a solid record from Danny and the Boys. All right, number eight.
Number eight. You talk about how I don't put enough cool punk music.
I do.
And I think this is a cool punk band. Maybe a little bit more pop punk. I don't really know exactly where you want to put them, but I think that they're pretty punk in the way that they do everything. This is the new album, Let Me Do One More by Illuminati Hotties. This is a cool band name, and I found this band at Riot Fest early one morning, walking around trying to recombobulate myself after seeing Slayer the night before, or who knows what I did. But trying to reorientate myself, find the first stage playing music, get a beer in hand, and turns out it's Illuminati Hotties. And these guys are super, super fun. They're writing weird, punk, quirky songs that have really, really resonated with me. I don't know why. Like, they've got a single here called it's MMMOOOAAAAA. Y-A-Y-A. And that's literally the chorus of the song. It's like, yeah. Like, that's the chorus. And I think that's so cool and nifty. But these guys are really fun. They're...
Yeah.
I don't know. If you like quirky, kind of like, I'm not going to say surf punk, but just like weird stuff like Hot Mulligan, or maybe even... I wouldn't even compare them to that. I don't know.
It's a weird. Hard band to compare because it is pretty unique. Female fronted.
Maybe like Beach Bunny a little bit.
Right. It might even be a solo project.
I think it is.
I noticed that the photos are just her. It is a really, really unique band. I'm glad we're bringing them up. It's like, yeah, they are a punk band, and it definitely in their kind of attitude and what they do or what she does. I don't know if it's a band or a solo project, but regardless, there is a lot of different sounds, and there is that one, I think on the new single does have kind of like a surf punk kind of sound, but then there's other stuff that's like just way different.
Yeah. I think it's Pool Hopping is the one that you're talking about. And like all of these singles are very different, which I think is really cool and kind of touching a little bit of a different side of punk that's going on right now. Like, you've got some traditional stuff, some surf punk, and then there's this track with Buck Meek where they kind of throw in some elements of hip hop on there. They're obviously kind of a political band. Like, the latest single is Threatening Each Other, RE Capitalism. Like, there's a bunch of cool stuff that this band's doing, and I think that they're great.
Yeah. And that was number eight. So let's move on to number seven.
Number seven, I'm going to make more people mad. For lucky number seven, we're going down to Ocala, Florida, and we've got the new album Manic by Wage War.
Yeah. A band that's just got off the Beartooth tour, from what I understand, was killing it every night. And a band that I feel like is kind of hitting their stride right now. In terms of, people that, you know, people have heard the name around for years and everything, but it's like, oh shit, like this band is like, this is a big band, and a really talented band.
Yeah, I think that they've been very, very slowly creeping up into larger band status. Like, I honestly saw that they were billed on that Beartooth tour, and I was kind of surprised that they were support and it wasn't a little bit more like a co-headliner type thing, because Wage War's a pretty big band. They've got a huge fan base. They're always playing festivals, and I think that this album is going to be great. I mean, I've had one song that I really, really like with High Horse. I've had Teeth, which I enjoy quite thoroughly, and then Circle the Drain, which I'm kind of okay on. Like, it's a good song for what it is, but it's not what I go to Wage War for. Like, my favorite Wage War song is The River. You know, I want the bless and the breakdowns and stuff. And I think this album's going to be really good. I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised by a bit heavier album than their last release. But I think that either way they go, they're a really consistent band that's just going to do great things.
Yeah, for sure. And we've talked about this before, but I'm kind of more of I kind of like the slow jams that Wage War does. I think their singer, clean singer, guitar player, Cody, has a really, really cool voice.
Yeah, he does.
And I love when they do do that, some of that more mellow stuff. Mm-hmm. Not to take anything away from, is it Britton? I forget. Yeah, Britton.
Yeah, Britton Bond.
And, you know, his vocal ability and lyricism, I think, is all top notch. And yeah, man, if you're looking for like your new favorite metalcore band and you haven't heard Wage War somehow, that's one you're going to want to jump on.
100%. I think that they're right at the cusp of breaking out and being that size of band, like an Era, like a August Burns Red, like a Beartooth, where you're starting to see them and they're like, oh, this is the third band from last on a festival and playing main stages and stuff like that. They've got the energy. They've got the songs. Yeah. I think this album's just really going to solidify that.
You know what I love so much? I had Britton and Cody on the podcast a mm-hmm. while back. And my favorite story that I still think about sometimes, and like I'll just randomly laugh, is they had a different band name before.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but it was WW, like another mm-hmm. another two W words. And there was another band and they had to change their name, but they changed their band name to Wage War because they'd already made Scrims for the mm-hmm. stage that had W and W on it. So they had to get to that so they didn't just throw away the Scrims.
That's perfect.
I love that. But there you go. Number 7, Wage War. Okay, man. 6 more and they're going to top these releases. I'm ready.
All right, number 6, probably the coolest. Yes, I'm going to say second coolest album name this week. We've got Gardens of Burning Apparitions by Full of Hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is probably the most brutal record I've ever recommended on this show.
Yeah, this is like, this band is pretty much like straight grind, dude.
Yeah, like death grind. It is noisy and heavy.
Yeah, it is very noisy. It sounds a lot like, almost like early 90s grindcore a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to compare it to, but like the old, you know, what they used to call screamo before my band ruined it. Like that kind of stuff almost. And I'm here for it, man. It's sometimes these records can be a lot to get through. But I'm really excited for this one too.
Thankfully they're typically shorter. I mean, the song lengths go from a minute to 2 minutes, give or take. Yeah. Yeah. This band is super heavy. If you've ever wondered what it was like to put on your headphones and have a colony of bees underneath each headphone, this is going to be a very similar experience for you. It's just a lot of going on. There's a lot of kind of thrumming. It's very fast paced. It's very heavy. I think that these guys are honestly reimagining the genre and kind of carrying the torch forward.
I don't disagree at all with that. No, that's a good pick. Okay, so we're getting in the top 5 now.
Yeah.
Okay, finally. All right, here we go. I'm ready. Let's go. Number 5.
All right, so number 5 with the coolest album title this week, we've got Andres' new album. I can't remember his last name, but he just goes by Andres. And it's called Adventures of a DIY Astronaut. And I think that that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to be astronauts right now, aren't there?
Oh,
I don't
know
if it's a comment on that or if it's just a comment on, I don't know, the irony of that. I don't know. I love it. Mm-hmm. I have recently got into Andres, or however you say it. I think
super
Andreas,
awesome, isn't it?
Oh yeah. And I don't know. I've heard people just call him Andreas. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but regardless, this is one of the more unique musicians and unique sounds I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
It's really hard to kind of know what's going on. Like there's some hip hop, there's some
post-hardcore, there's some kind of like Latin dancing and stuff like that.
He's a great singer mm-hmm. and lyrics are really, they're really funny and
relatable.
Yeah, relatable, funny, tongue in cheek, not taking himself too seriously. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of artist that's really fun to listen to because you kind of never know what's coming. Like you could all of a sudden be like, what? Like this, what is this part? But then after a while, you almost kind of learn to expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. You kind of understand his mannerisms and things that are going on.
Yeah.
I love this dude. I mean, like you mentioned with the tongue-in-cheek stuff, it's so great. Like on his single Shit Could Be Worse, he literally tells the story about how his management drops him for an indie band and all of this like stuff that's happened in his life that, you know what, like, this is a roadblock, but it could be worse and things like that. And then, like, prom 2012, like, I graduated in 2011. Like, I'm right in that age range where, like, okay, prom 2012, like, I understand that. And, like, the song is kind of what it feels like to be going to prom around that time. And obviously, like, the first single, My Future Ex-Wife, he worked with Happy Hour, one of my other favorite post-hardcore groups right now. I'm super excited for this record. I think Andres is going to knock it out of the park, and it's going to be great.
All right. Cool. That's number five. Number four.
Number four. So this is a cool band that I found recently. I'm pretty sure this is their first album, so I'm going to confirm that before I say anything. Okay. Nope, it's their second album. They had an album in 2019, so big sophomore album. This is a band from the UK. They're called Blood Youth.
Yeah.
And this album's called Visions of Another Hell. Have you gotten a chance to check out the singles I sent you?
I have. There's a lot of them, right? Five?
Yeah.
Five singles, which is a lot, especially for a band like that is, you know, on their second album. But I think this is going to turn heads.
I think so too.
Really, really good, kind of hardcore influenced metalcore.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just really raw and really like really powerful. And yeah, I've been hearing about this band a little bit. I've seen them on some shows. So I know stuff's happening.
Yeah. I've seen them. They're moving up. The way I would like to describe them, I think, and I've kind of been thinking, cause they're really hard to put into a bucket. And I know we say that a lot, but there's so many bands kind of taking a bunch of different influences. I think this is Knocked Loose with Bad Omens choruses.
Oh, interesting.
Where they've got, it's really, really hardcore orientated during the verses. There's a lot of like bark screaming. It's very, very aggressive, but then they still manage to come into this chorus and they've got some really fun riffing and these kind of like soaring, like I want to be in an arena singing along to this kind of choruses, right?
Yeah, I just really dig it. I don't know. I don't hear as much of a Knocked Loose comparison. Obviously, yes, they're a heavy band and they definitely would be
maybe more like a Cane Hill.
A Cane Hill.
Yeah. Something like that, maybe.
Okay. That's also an interesting comparison I didn't really hear. But regardless, I think people need to check it out for themselves. And this is again, this maybe not quite a rookie card, but a band that making some waves over in the UK that you should check out if you're into, you know, heavy metalcore, hardcore influenced metalcore. I really like it.
Yeah, I really think they're blowing up in the UK and they're going to start really blowing up here in the States too, because honestly, they've got that sound that I think is super easy to grasp onto. A bunch of people are going to like it. Very similar in the ways that Loathe has done recently, right. Architects, like they've just got that pristine, really polished UK metalcore sound.
Right, right. Yeah, Architects is a pretty good comparison, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to the, are we at number four or number three?
Number three, baby.
Okay, number three, top three. Okay, all right, cool.
All right, number three, we talked about this band a little bit last week on the Twitch stream, but we're going down to Reno, Nevada to talk about the new album Classics by Four Stroke Baron. I know you said, man, this looks a little weird, Mike. Did you get a chance to listen to the singles that they put out?
Dude, it is... I can't sugarcoat this. This band's fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
There's weird stuff going on that I've maybe never heard before. Like there's this one vocal that starts that I'm just like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. It's almost like his voice is going through a phaser, but they got rid of the like noisy part of the phaser. And it's just like super weird and ethereal almost. Like,
I don't know. It sounded like somebody has to puke or something to me, but yeah, this band is weird as hell. I would have no idea what to compare them to or even what genre they're in. It is really unique.
Progressive grunge almost. Like if you took progressive metal but grunge. I don't know. It's kind of weird. That's what they call themselves. I think like instrumentally, you can really compare this band to a lot of progressive metal bands like Vola that we've talked about here, Stellar Circuits, Unprocessed. I could go on, but they're definitely prog. They've got some really cool, almost genty riffs at points. But the main feature of this band is the vocals and how strange they get. But I absolutely dig it. Like, it is a cool sound.
Yeah, totally. kind of a weird name too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I honestly don't really know what to make of this at all. And I am very surprised it's this high up on your list.
I like weird stuff, you know it.
But it, yeah, but hey, at least we're shining a little light on something that might not get a ton of eyeballs with this pretty big week in music. Mm-hmm. And something that, yeah, it definitely, if you're looking for something different, this is a great place to start.
Yep. I think this record's going to be great. It's too weird to fail in my book.
All right. Let's go to number two.
All right. Number two. I don't know if you saw these singles on the playlist. I added them a little late because I forgot this record was coming out, and surprisingly it hopped up to number two because I love this band so much. And I think that they are very, very probably going, I think, getting my Rookie of the Year award.
Okay.
Because I absolutely love this band. It's their second record, or I guess second release. They did a split EP with Serration, but it's the new record, Fragments of a Bitter Memory by Dying Wish.
Yeah. This band's awesome.
Yeah.
Female fronted, very heavy. Mm-hmm. Just, this is the kind of band, like, you're going to mosh around your living room when this comes on.
Like
it's just, it gets to the fucking point and it just beats you down. Like the songs, some of the songs just start with a breakdown. Like it is like, it's the kind of hardcore that just gives you what you want. You're kind of like, all right, I'm ready for a fast part. And boom, there it is. It's like, all right, now I'm ready for like a two step. Okay, here, let's go. And I love that about it.
It flows so well.
And I love the singer. Her vocals are awesome. Mm-hmm. Her screams are brutal. And then she's got really good clean singing too in some songs.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice mix that almost reminds me of kind of like Sanction or Chamber, where they're not afraid to kind of like bring that in at times. And it's always really well done. And I just think that these guys are going to be one of the next big things in the hardcore scene. If not the metalcore scene, it might be one of those bands like Knocked Loose that we kind of steal a little bit and say, oh yeah, they're totally a metalcore band. But I think that these guys are great. I'm super excited for this album. I think it's going to be an absolute banger.
Yeah, totally. And like, great band name. How has there never been a band called Dying Wish?
I know, right?
That's such a good band name.
Oh man, top tier.
I guess there's Death Wish, like, you know, the label, like Convergent and all that. So that's, I guess, kind of close, but Dying Wish, great name, great band. And yeah, definitely. This is probably the, when on Friday, this is probably the first thing I'm going to put on, honestly. So
yeah,
man, I'm psyched. All right. What the hell's number one then?
What a way to start a morning with that. My number one.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
The number one album right after this. And we're back.
All right. Number one record of the week.
Okay.
We're going someplace that I don't think we've gone yet. I don't think we've had a Scottish band on the show yet that we've talked about, at least. You might have talked to somebody who's Scottish. I don't know.
I'm half Scottish.
Are you?
Does that count? You talk to me every week and I'm half Scottish.
Yeah, close enough.
So maybe that works.
Yeah, we'll say it.
No, what about... fuck, you know, the huge Scottish band that we talk about on the show.
Is Biffy Clyro. They're Scottish? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they're Scottish. Yeah.
All right. Second Scottish band that we're talking about on the show, to our knowledge. this record is going to be buck fucking wild. It's the new record, Oxidized by Frontierer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to listen to these two singles that they've got out?
Yeah, man. This is again, like, I would file this under a little unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty crazy and intense, and there are sounds being made that are very aggressive. And again, it's that kind of stuff where you're like, what is actually going on here? Like, what instruments are being played and what, you know, it's really, really crazy.
Yeah. I would say if you've missed a band like the Dillinger Escape Plan, or if you've always looked for something crazier than Dillinger Escape Plan, this is going to be right up your alley. I think that this is the pure audio form of absolute chaos, like with still some bits of harmony. It does sound like music. Like, this is the stuff that's kind of like super, super noisy, and you're going to be playing it and like other metalheads are going to look at you like your parents looked at you when you're listening to Bullet for My Valentine. Like, it is that aggressive and abrasive. And
yeah, abrasive is the word.
I'm being fully honest. I don't expect most of our listeners to go in and really be like, wow, this is exactly for me. This is going to be a really hard listen for a lot of people. I think that this band is amazing and super talented. And so I understand if you come back to me and you're like, it's not for me. This record's number one for me. I think this record's going to be absolutely phenomenal, and it's coming for my album of the year.
Well, there it is. Frontier at number one. You know, I got to say, man, top 10 this week. So another really big list. We actually had a couple complaints, Mike, that you're, it's too long, man. There's not enough time in the week to listen to all this music.
Well, I'm sorry. Tell all the bands to stop putting out music.
Yeah, we can't stop people from putting out bangers. I mean, but this list is very eclectic, man. You got a lot of different stuff on there when you think about Illuminati Hotties. Even Bill Murray's, you know, that's different.
All the way to Andres and Full of Hell, Frontiers, some prog, some hardcore, some metalcore. This week's got something for everybody, trust me.
Yeah, it does. That's a great list. So there it is. There is our top 10. And as always, you can find the list on Mike's Instagram. It's over there at Slappy Slam.
Boom. Love it.
Okay. I'm sure you have some honorable mentions. Yeah, let's go.
We'll try and get through them pretty quick this week. First one I want to talk about, and this is pretty cool, the theme song for the World Championship for League of Legends has come out. Typically, there's always some really cool feature every year. Last year was Against the Current. The year before that, they got Glitch Mob and Telly from The Word Alive.
Yeah.
This year, it's Paris.
Oh.
Which is super cool. I love the track. I've listened to it quite a few times. I really, really like it. It's getting me hyped up for the World Championship. We'll see in a month and a half when the World Championship's over and I've heard it 10 to 20 times a day how I feel about the song. But as of right now, I really like it and I think it's a good single. Everybody should go check that out.
Cool. There it is. Yeah, Paris. Nice. Okay.
Next up, let's just keep the heavy going from our number one, Arshfire. New single from the album coming out in a couple weeks here. Very excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to these guys on Locals Only, and I'm bringing them up because they just dropped an absolute ass beater. It's the guys in Mayo and Will.
Oh, yeah.
This new single is super, super heavy. I think it's leading up to an album coming out here pretty soon, and I love the track. It's so good. It's just like we were talking about with Dying Wish. It starts with a breakdown. And some of the first vocals you hear, the breakdown stops and you just hear a bitch and just right back into it. And it's like, oh, dude, what, Dave, why are you doing this to us? It's so good.
Yeah, man. My own will doesn't, they're not fucking around. That's for sure. So yeah, that's great. I love that. It's now, you know, it's come full circle. We've highlighted some local bands on Twitch, and then, you know, and if anybody has missed that, definitely, stay tuned for our next one.
Go back and watch it on Twitch.
I think we're going to do it.
I think you can go back and watch the first one.
Oh, I might still have it up there. Yeah, I can put them back up too. I think a few of them have gotten flagged for DMCA.
Oh, because the bands are getting too big now.
Right. Exactly. They're getting too popular. So that might be the problem. But I do encourage everybody to tune in. We're going to do one around the holidays, I think we said, Mike.
Yep.
Against. But it's really cool that we focus on some local bands that we don't know. And then they end up being bands we focus on right here on the real shit. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Next up, just going to keep it heavy. We have a new single from Shadow of Intent and an album announcement.
Nice.
Is January 14th going to be the heaviest day ever in terms of music? Yes. We get new Enterprise Earth and new Shadow of Intent on the same day. What a way to start our year, too. It's not going to slow down, Shane.
Well, they said 2021 was going to be better than 2020, and I don't know if that was true. but I have high hopes for
album in 2021. So yes.
Right. Well, I have high hopes for 2022. So let's go.
All right. Next up, we've got a new single from Between You and Me, fun little pop punk band. I love these guys. They're super good. They announced their album coming out later this year, I think in November. Should be a really fun time. We got another new single from Memphis Mayfire, this one called Somebody. I haven't heard it yet. It's out today, but I just haven't gotten a chance to listen. To be honest, I've been addicted playing the new Hot Wheels game all day when I wasn't working. So go check out new Memphis Mayfire. If it's heavy again, cool. If not, it's not.
Yeah, we'll see if this is going to be their return to form.
Yep. Next up, we've got a new song from Converge.
Nice.
Featuring Chelsea Wolf. The entire album is featuring Chelsea Wolf, which is super cool.
Yeah.
And I think that this record's going to bang because Converge might have found their groove again. I really like this single.
Oh, I think they've never missed. I love Converge. I love all the records for what they are. And yeah, man, that'll be on a pre-order list for me.
Oh, I pre-ordered it already. Newbery Comics exclusive, baby.
Let's go.
Next up, let's just finish off our features. We've got a new single from Monuments, our boy Andy Sizek, featuring Mick Gordon. This track's great. Make sure you go check it out.
Yes,
it's heavy. It's everything you want from Monuments.
Yes, our friend Andy Sizek, very prolific and always, always good.
Yep. Next up, we've got off Sharptone Records, a new single from Sentinels. I really love these guys. I can't wait for this record to come in I think 2 weeks now. It's going to be super solid. It's kind of like deathcore with tinges of metalcore. It's fun.
Yeah.
Next up, this really cool post-hardcore band that's putting out another single. They're called the Seafloor Cinema. We've talked about them before. Look out for that album coming here in a couple weeks. Amazing band name.
Yeah.
Next up, we got a single and announcement of a deluxe album from 4 Year Strong. We love 4 Year Strong.
Love that. Yeah, so this is going to be more songs from the Brain Pain Sessions, which is interesting. You know, we had the Used put out like almost a full album of B-sides.
This is more Newfound Glory level, I think. I don't think it's that long, but
okay,
it's still going to be good.
Yeah, it's cool. I think that's great. I mean, if bands are, you know, I'd rather that stuff be out for the fans to listen to, even if the bands are saying, well, you know, this is like not our best material. I think it's okay now. You know, like fans want more, give them more. Why not?
Exactly. And I mean, we've gotten two singles off this already. This one is a B-side and we've gotten a cover of Bittersweet Symphony, which is great. I love that cover. Man. Well done.
4 Year Strong is so good at covers.
They really are. They're kind of crazy.
They're so good. Like, and people don't talk about it that much. Like when they did that, I think it was just like an EP of some 90s covers.
Yeah,
man,
I remember
it's
that
so
now.
Good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Next up, something super, super cool. And I know this band gets a lot of hate, but I kind of love them. Ghost releasing a new single for the movie Halloween Kills. I think the song's a banger.
That's like a lost art, right? The old movie soundtrack and the song and like, you know, when they would put the footage of the movie in the music video, like all that stuff.
That's like Linkin Park with Transformers and stuff like that. Nobody does it.
Nobody does it. And I guess, you know, obviously it's just because of the format. It used to be like, okay, here's a CD with a bunch of stuff on it. Now it's like, well, it would be a playlist. So it's just not something you really buy per se. It is kind of a dead thing, but I think for this movie it's obviously gonna be huge. Ghost is the band to do it.
Yep. I mean, if you can't get Ice Nine Kills, get Ghost.
Right.
Next up, cool new single from Whatever Forever. I love these guys. They're fun.
Cool.
Plus cool name, right? Like Whatever Forever. I like it. We talked about B-sides from 4 Year Strong. We're getting a B-side from Tashay Amore on Friday. Super excited for this. It's a B-side off of their last record that they kind of unearthed while they were writing this new record. They couldn't really make it work. And I'm stoked for it. I love Tashay Amore. I love that last record.
Me too.
It's going to be
good. Me too. That was a great record. I kind of forgot about that record too.
Yeah. I mean,
there's so much has come out. That's when I got to listen to again.
Yep. Next up, we're getting a really fun single from our good friend Jason Allen Butler.
Yeah.
Not Fever, though. the good stuff, the good stuff. We're getting that Pressure Cracks single.
Oh yeah, dude, Pressure Cracks is awesome.
Pressure Cracks is better than Fever, in my opinion.
I mean, I think it's more my speed, kind of. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would say it's better because it's different, mm-hmm. but I remember when the projects kind of got announced around the same time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of weird, but I was like, oh yeah, like I love Pressure Cracks. I also love the name.
Oh yeah, solid name. And like all the artwork, like it just feels like a hardcore band, like with all the artwork.
Oh yeah.
And like they've always got like cracks on the album art and it like matches the band name. It's so cool.
Yeah. Well, I love Jason and I love, you know, Let Live is one of the greatest live bands that ever existed as far as I'm mm-hmm. concerned. And yeah, man, I just love that guy's out there doing stuff.
Oh yeah. Next up, we've got a new single from Of Mice and Men. Make sure you go check that out. That's going to be coming off of the third EP that they've got dropping this year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new single from Bad Walls. Very excited about that. I know that they have an album coming up in about a month and a half here now. So I'm excited to hear the second single. I really liked that last one.
Yeah, new singer. It's going to be interesting to see how that record turns out.
Oh, yeah. Next up, we're getting the second single off the upcoming Mastodon record. Mastodon doesn't miss.
Yep.
Next up, we're getting another single off of the Bullet for My Valentine record that was supposed to drop this week, but it got delayed till November. So, yeah.
Vinyl issues, perhaps?
They didn't really say, I think it was, but they didn't really specifically say on the announcement that I saw. So, who knows, but still, another single. Cool.
Yeah.
We're getting a second single and hopefully album announcement from Boston Manor tomorrow, Friday. I love Boston Manor. I think they're amazing. Their last two records have been so good. The last single was great. This one is honestly probably going to be a banger again. They're signed to Sharptone now, which like move up. That label is just incredible, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got Dying Wish.
Oh, is Dying Wish on Sharptone too? Oh, sick.
Yeah, I think so.
I did know that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Next up, we've got a new single from Jutes. I really like him. He's mixing emo rap, hip hop, and punk rock in a really organic way. I think it's pretty good stuff.
Okay.
Next up, we've got a new single, and I don't know if you heard this, because it came out yesterday on Wednesday. New single from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the perfect blend of The Act and Z2. And it's real, real nice.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think this band is just getting better. Quite honestly, I mean, they've always mm-hmm. been a great band, you know, for sure. But think just creatively, they've leveled up. And I think that they've kind of thrown the rule book out the window a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just making for, I think their music is more honest and just coming out better. So, you know, I love those guys. Some of my best friends, and it's really, really great to see them killing it now with presumably something coming off full length, right?
Yep, I hope so. I mean, the art's great. I just love Devil Wears Prada. I mean, I got my Z2 flag today, so now I have a total of 4 Devil Wears Prada flags hanging in my house. I love the band. They can do no wrong, in my opinion.
Awesome. Love it.
And last but definitely not least, we are getting a new single and album announcement from Imminence. They will be releasing their full length Heaven in Hiding on November 26th. I don't know what single's coming out tomorrow or if there even is a single. They might have just announced the album and bamboozled me, but I love Imminence, so we're talking about it anyways. This band's incredible. And I think they're really one of those bands that more people need to take watch of. Their incorporation of orchestral elements into metalcore is second to none. So
awesome.
Go check that out.
Yeah, and this is a band that you kind of got me into a little bit mm-hmm. recently, a band I wasn't too familiar with before. So yeah, that's big news for you, Mike, and lots there. Oh my God, what a week. That is a lot for people to check out. And got to be honest, it doesn't look like it's slowing down too much in the next few weeks either.
Next week should be kind of nicer for us. I think we're going to have like a nice back to 5 list.
Okay.
I hope. Maybe 6. We'll see.
Okay.
Definitely no more new Limp Bizkit next week though. So, you know, that takes a lot of pressure off us.
Hey, you never know. They could be surprise dropping a record. You never know.
Oh my God. I would love that, dude. If they drop a record and it is all as good as Dad Vibes, I'm here for it.
Well, let's hope so. That's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to leave you, Mike, and I'm going to listen to the new Limp Bizkit single that I'm excited about. Words I never thought would come out of my mouth. That's
hell
for sure.
Yeah, dude.
Well, right, a great list. As always, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Mike, for putting this all together.
Make sure you follow
twitch.tv/ShaneTold. We'll be on next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow Mike on Instagram at Sloppy Slam. I don't know if I already said that. And
doesn't hurt to say it twice.
Follow Mike at Sloppy Slam. Now that's at least twice.
Nailed it.
There we go. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much.
Yep. Talk to you later, Shane.